You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Hey, you're listening to Intuit from Vulture and New York Magazine. I am your host, Sam Sanders. And we are here this episode with perhaps my favorite podcast guest of all time. Jay, say hello. Tell folks who you are.
Hello, it's me, Jay Jordan. Sam Sanders, you are flattering me. And guess what? It's going to get you, everywhere.
America's most famous and successful bisexual comedian / TV writer.
This is, listen, the amount of qualifications and caveats to make that true was great. Yes. Wikipedia outed me. In the personal life section of a Wikipedia I did not make, it just says personal life. Jordan is bisexual with two cited sources.
Jay, we have you on every now and then to play my favorite game with me. Intuit, not Intuit.
It's such a good game.
We're going to play the game this episode, but because we are literally halfway through the year, the stories I share from the zeitgeist and the culture this week, they'll be big stories from this year so far.
Okay.
Are you into this year itself or not?
Oh, I am into it, but for all of the wrong reasons.
Tell me.
The first half of 2023 because it has been a gosh darn mess. AI, and then also the writer's strike, but then everything that I see now is just Patrick Starr from SpongeBob singing a different R&B song on Twitter thanks to AI vocal technology. So I shouldn't see Patrick Starfish singing Luther Vandross' This House Is Not a Home, but have I watched it? Yes.
All right, big game energy with Jay after the break.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, The Art of Simplified Finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
I will say, so far, I feel like with this year, halfway through it, the vibes are still off. I don't think we've collectively healed from 4 years of Donald Trump and 3 years of pandemic. The vibes are off. The vibes are so off, there is cocaine in the White House. None of us are at our best right now, okay? None of us are at our best.
Okay, can I say something about that?
Oh, good. Yeah.
That's where I want it to be. I don't want it to be anyplace else. That man is 80. Wake him up. Wake him up. We're going to get some stuff done. He said, oh, we're not paying student loans? Okay, we're going to party. We're going to party again, okay?
Also, imagine being the plug for the White House.
Based on the Contra scandal, I think the White House is the plug. The CIA is the plug. America is the plug.
Okay. Shall we get into it?
Yes.
I'm going to share a few stories about the year. See if you're into them or not. And at the end, I'll ask you again, how you feel about this year so far? To begin, a movie story. I want to ask if you are into or not into Barbie the movie being just the start of a Mattel cinematic universe. Have you heard about this?
Yes, and I am super into it. Do you understand the feminist swing of this? We've had all these movies based around boy toys for so long. We got a bunch of Transformers movies. We got a bunch of Avengers movies. Now we finally get a Barbie movie with literally every Barbie. And when I say I think every
they said
woman
Issa Rae,
in Hollywood...
They said, come on, everybody.
Issa Rae is President Barbie. And guess
and
what?
I love
no
it.
Cocaine in that White House, I bet.
Yes.
But
no, but here's
I love
the thing.
It.
So Mattel revealed in a big, long New Yorker magazine article a few days ago that the Mattel toys and brands are going to be up for the Barbie movie treatment. They want to use all that IP to keep cranking these movies out. So they're going to be making movies for Hot Wheels, for He-Man, for Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They're going to do a dark A24-style Barney. They're doing a film for the American Girls dolls. They're doing a horror film the Magic 8-Ball.
All right. So as much as I love Addy, I don't want an Addy American Doll movie.
Why not?
Because we have enough slave movies.
What
need
if
it.
In the live-action adaptation she gets free?
To become a doll? Listen, here's the story, though. She becomes free from being a slave, but she still gets put in a store and
there
sold. I don't like it. I don't need it. Not this close to Juneteenth.
There's even more. So they're going to make a Magic 8-Ball horror movie, and they're going to have Lena Dunham make a Polly Pocket film.
Okay, Sam, I'm going to scream because they've been working on He-Man for a while. I've known about that. Hot Wheels could be a very fun. I kind of want the cars. I want the cars to be the characters, not the drivers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hot Wheels also makes sense. We just came out with the 10th Fast and Furious movie.
There's
a Twisted Metal movie coming out. I mean, if all of these movies are going to be so layered as Barbie's an existential crisis coming of age.
Barbie's thinking about death
meta
and existentialism.
Commentary movie. If they're all going to be that packed, if it's going to be directors like Greta Gerwig, then hell yeah, go for it. And I'm not saying that just because I also audition for things. I'm saying that because the people need it.
I mean, I will say, they're going to get all the stars. This article in The New Yorker says that people like Vin Diesel and J.J. Abrams and Tom Hanks are involved with these projects. Of course, these things are in development. Who knows what will make it? Tom Hanks is doing something with Mattel, yo.
Oh, speaking of AI, I saw an AI-generated image of Tom Hanks as Martin Luther King. So this is also what I want. And Sam, before I get in trouble, it did not look terrible. I would watch part of the movie.
This is definitely a detour, but I need to look at this right now. Can I just Google Tom Hanks MLK?
So funny. Yes. Tom Hanks, Lord. MLK, AI, movie poster.
Yes, Kane.
It don't look half bad. Listen,
now that's the movie I want in production.
It's a win. A win is a win.
Also, right? Why is he full tragic mulatto in this image? The hair is too soft. The hair is too soft.
Listen, if it was a Thurgood Marshall movie, it don't look bad.
Oh my God.
There's something interesting about Tom Hanks, because if he gets tan enough, I will turn a blind eye. I will be like, nope, that's one of our most amazing African-American thespians.
Listen, Tom Hanks.
Denzel, Sidney Poitier. Tom Hanks,
Let me tell you why Tom Hanks is black. He has a no-count son who tries to fake a Jamaican patois.
Wow.
An erratic white wife. He's black. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, that's T-Dog. Yeah,
anywho, back to Mattel. You are into the Mattel cinematic universe.
Into it. And I'm saying that as a selfish performer.
Okay. I will be into it if the Mattel Lena Dunham Polly Pocket film is literally just Hannah Horvath as Polly Pocket in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need Polly Pocket
and
going to a warehouse
starting
party.
Starting shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're being very rude right now.
Well, you know what? Maybe I don't care about being polite, okay? Because it's a Wednesday night, baby, and I'm alive.
Of all the toys that exist, Mattel or not, which one would you most want to see made into a movie?
Ooh, this is a great question. I want there to be a psychosexual thriller that's based on Bop It. So, hear me out.
You know just how to handle new Bop It Extreme, don't ya?
It's like twist it, pull it, lick it, poke it, tease it. Like, I want a Bop It. I want there to be an underground sex party.
Whoa.
And there's a Bop It. And
whoa,
then you find out that these people have different lives, but they come to this sex party so they can finally release.
Spin it. Lick it.
You can Bop It, right?
So we have a psychosexual thriller board game / Bop It. Hey, listen, I'm gonna get real nasty. It could even be Connect Four, if you know what I'm saying. It could be whatever.
Next question, Jay. Are you into or not into there being an actual song of the summer in 2023? Because right now, I can't figure out if there's going to be one.
Oh, the closest song of the summer. I think we're such
and
a
you
fractured...
You better not say what I think you're going
to
say.
No, we're such a fractured society. To me, what I wanted it to be a couple of weeks ago was Doechii solo version, What It Is.
Oh, I like that song.
What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug.
Which is such a great song, especially when you take Kodak Black off of it. But, like, Doechii is such a good artist, good rapper, good singer, good dancer, good performer. She always kills it. And I wanted that to be the breakout song of the summer so bad. And then, like, I saw it going up, and I was like, come on, it's going everywhere. And it just didn't happen. It's not Padam. I know people are going to say it's Padam, but
Thank you for saying that.
Sam, let's discuss it. We can say it because we are allowed to say this.
Our friend Rebecca Alter of Vulture chimed in on this show a little while back saying that she loves Padam Padam and it should be the song of the summer of the year. I just don't feel it.
And
one,
I love Rebecca.
There are Betty.
But
love her.
Becca, we're wrong on this. Padam is the song of We Should Hook Up Tonight. It's not the song of the summer.
As I've said on other microphones, Padam Padam is the song you play after the second bump of ketamine. That does not make it the song of the summer.
Girl, you're not happy. You're high. Which the two don't have to be mutually exclusive. But
true.
Padam Padam is... And they're pushing it. The Padam Padam agenda is actually insane. They got...
Yo.
They got... Vice President Kamala Harris to know about it. Andy told Kamala,
yes, this is the song of the summer, okay?
And then Kamala said it at the White House in front of a drag queen.
You know it.
Indeed, I do know it.
And yes, I know that was just to make a bunch of conservative people upset. But now people are going to be like, oh, is that the song of the summer?
Yeah, it's also like, It's I'm so angry to see folks going crazy over Padam when Kylie has so many better songs, for one. Then for two, this song hasn't really even charted. It's like on the dance and electronic charts, but it hasn't broken through in like top 40 radio. And in fact, if you want to think about what is the actual song of the summer by the numbers.
No, no, no. Don't say
the number one song in the country for the last 12 weeks, Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, yeah.
The white country singer who said the N-word.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
He, by the numbers, has the song of the summer, but we're not going to claim that.
Here's the crazy part about Morgan Wallen. The boy, not figuratively can't sing, he medically isn't supposed to be singing right now. That means God said,
you said the N-word too much, white boy.
God went, give me that. God pulled an Ursula and was like, in exchange for a number one hit, I'm going to need your voice.
But I don't have
it. I'm not asking much. Just a token, really, a trifle. What I want from you is your voice.
I think that, like, Song of the Summer, it used to be... We had like a bit more monoculture.
We had a monoculture.
I think
it's
also
over.
Song of the Summers are tough now because we have like four different cultures. We have the song that's the most popular song on TikTok. Then we have the song that's the most popular song on radio. And then we have the song that's most popular kind of in between. So like you have that weird song that's popular on Instagram and Twitter that is in everyone's this is everyone's story now. And no one even takes into account the fact that a song of the summer used to be like a true song of the summer. Not kind of a song, like a song from May until September. Like that used
Literally.
To be it. Like, not just like a week.
They don't know what it felt like to hear Nelly's Hot in Here for 5 months straight everywhere you went.
Yes. And
they don't know.
No one got sick of it. Everyone's like, well, this is...
You put it on right now. I'm twerking. It slaps.
Oh! I gotta take my clothes off. Nelly said so. That's not me.
There you go. There you go.
Unless you're gonna do it.
Good gracious ass.
So Vulture declared like 7 years ago that the very idea of the Song of the Summer is dead, as we've talked about, that there's no more monoculture. But I will say every year I'm going to keep trying because I want to get back to that feeling of just like collective euphoria.
It's an admirable attempt. I mean, we'll have like albums of kind of the summer or the year now. You know what I mean? You'll have like an album. You'll be like, oh, like to me, 2022... Beyonce owned it with Renaissance, and like she still continues to raise bar, like concert wise right now. And that's like, that's not even me being like, oh, I'm behave. Ooh, you know what's crazy to me? Song of the Summer, it could have been an Ice Spice song.
Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn.
But because she released, three songs. This is the other thing. People keep releasing. They'll put out every song.
It's too many. It's too much.
They'll
it's
put
too
out
much.
Every song on the album now.
Also, I love Ice Spice. Great energy. Name one Ice Spice lyric. Name one Ice Spice lyric.
I thought I was feeling you.
And that's
a
it.
Much.
I'm going to need more.
What's
Ice
my
Spice,
other favorite
give it
Ice
time.
Spice? I'm a baddie with my baddie friends. Big boobs and the butt stay plump.
Babe, I'm not staying, I just wanna play. In the party, he just wanna romp. Big boobs and the butt stay plump. She a baddie.
Big boobs and the butt
profound.
Stay plump.
Profound. Profound. All right, more of the game with Jay after the break. But first, and help me out here, Jay. I'm asking every listener to this show to go subscribe to this show on a podcast app, to go rate the show, to go review the show. Listeners, if you're so inclined, tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend who doesn't listen to the show right now. Tell them to listen, make the case, record that, and send it to us. I want to hear. Intuit@vulture.com. Also, Apple Podcast rate and review. Also, download a single episode 12 times to help the number count. do whatever it takes.
Yeah. Also, listeners, make it sound mysterious. Just don't even tell your friends what the podcast is about. Just go like, hey, are you into it? They'll be like, what is that? You'll be like, oh, I guess you're not.
You don't know.
You don't know. No, but tell me. No, you're not into it. I'm not into you not being into it, but we could get into it unless you really want to get into it. But I don't want to have to get into it, so maybe you should get into it.
I'm going to airdrop you this link, and all I can say is get into it. Do that, listeners. Get into it.
Fox Creative.
This is advertiser content from 26.2 Team Milk and their new docuseries, Running Sucks.
Is running the worst? Yeah. Do you love it? Do you hate it?
I hate it so much. I hate it so freaking much.
That you're a real runner now!
I hate it.
I'm Abby Ayers, a 37-year-old mom from Utah who found herself running across the Manhattan Bridge in my first race ever.
Running Sucks celebrates women who run and the running communities that carry them across the finish line.
Running helped me in so many ways postpartum.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
For every person like you, I'm telling you, you belong, and I'm telling you, you can do it.
I never thought the words would leave my mouth, but yes, I'm planning on running a marathon. I can't even say it without laughing, because, like, who would have thought?
Watch Running Sucks at runningsucktheseries.com and learn more about how Team Milk is helping women runners across the country conquer their next course.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Next. One of the biggest stories of this year so far has been all the celebrity breakups. Are you into them? I can give you a quick list.
Let's go.
Kevin Costner and Christine Baumgartner are having an extremely messy divorce. She filed for divorce, then alleged that he canceled her credit card because she used it to pay for the divorce attorneys without telling him. He said he has a limit on the cards, and he wants her to move off the property by the middle of July. We know all of this. I should know this. Anywho, the
Kevin
list goes on.
Kevin Costner dances with mess. That's what that is. Dances
Shakira,
with a drama.
Listen. Shakira
and the
divorced,
Jam. The Jam.
Shakira divorced her famous soccer star husband and then wrote a diss track about him that charted all over the world.
Sorry, baby, I said.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie still haven't finalized their divorce, but they've been engaged in a bitter battle over the shares of their French lavish vineyard Miraval, and you can read all about it. The de Blasios just broke up, and they had a sit-down interview with the New York Times to talk about how they now have an open relationship.
Wait a second. This is what Bill de Blasio and his separated wife said. Listen, we're still going to live together, but we're gonna
date other
going to be going on dates. First of all, you never need to make an announcement. That's what you're going to do.
Also,
ever.
Also, imagine being the New York Times political reporter who gets to the house and they're like, actually, we want to talk to you about.
You want to talk about how people. Eric Adams is doing? No. You want to talk about new policies that can make the city easier and more affordable? No. What do you want to talk about? So we fucking different people now.
In the house. In the house.
Because you don't make that announcement if you aren't already out there dipping.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
They use the New York Times political section as their Tinder profile. This is an announcement to all the freaks.
Right?
To
Bill
come get
de Blasio, get on field already. You can be in an open relationship and be seeking other partners. It's a very progressive and sex positive app. This is not a plug. Just Bill de Blasio. I need you to understand, you don't have to do this in print, okay? You don't have to. It don't
There's more
be.
Breakups. Yes. It's crazy. There's more breakups. So just announced this week, Ricky Martin and his husband are breaking up. Billy Porter
oh,
and his
no.
husband are breaking up.
Ricky Martin. And Ricky Martin, if you need anything, if you need anyone, if you need a hand to hold, if you need just a shoulder to cry on, a shoulder.
Just a shoulder? That's all you're giving him? Just a shoulder?
He can have a little bit more than a shoulder. You remember when Ricky Martin... Okay, this is going to get cut. But you remember when Ricky Martin accidentally told everyone he was in a piss play?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, right. What?
Actually, leave it in.
Also, this is the breakup that probably got one too many news cycles. Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox from the Andy Cohen universe. That was a mess. Did you follow
okay.
that?
From the pump, the Vanderpump corner of the AC, not AC, but the other AC, Bravo. That was wild only because he kept fucking up and she kept telling people about when she found out about it. It was wild just because everyone around them was also involved, but also kind of lying, but also not kind of lying. There was another couple who also just broke up, but like they was fucking people. It was just, it was like, have you ever become friends with a group of people and then the next day you find out all their drama? You're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to party with y'all. I didn't know it was going to be this intense.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
In terms of all these breakups, are you into or not into the way they happen? It feels like this year the story has been not just celebrity breakups, but we know everything about it. We know everything about the de Blasios. We know everything about Kevin Costner and his credit card. We know everything about Brad Pitt and Angelina's vineyard in France. Are you into that or not into that?
I'm not into that because we have too much time on our hands as a society. We're consuming so much mess that we can't even appreciate good things like songs to turn them into songs of the summer. You know what? You know what was the song of the summer? Scandoval. Everyone was talking about that.
That was the song of the summer.
The song of the summer.
That's the song of the summer.
So I think,
I love that.
I'm not into how long will these go on? You used to get a good sit down interview with Barbara or Diane.
Yes.
You used to get all the drama out there. That clip then 20 years from now will be turned into a bunch of memes and clips for Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Now, what are we going to do? Okay. We used to do it the right way. I'm old.
You know who did the best divorce?
Who?
Remember when Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow got divorced and all they said was, we're consciously uncoupling.
Consciously.
And that was it.
Coupling.
And then they moved on.
And then she said, and I
Next question. You kind of alluded to this. Are you into or not into the state of social media so far in 2023? You know, Twitter is slowly dying and becoming an alt-right hellscape. TikTok might be banned. China's still spying on us. There's a new app called Threads from Instagram. There's Blue Sky. Everything feels a little bit in flux with social media right now.
Oh, my God.
You into that?
I am on all of those, and it feels insane. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on Threads. I'm on antihistamines. I'm on PrEP. I'm on all the apps, all of the social media apps, and Threads is okay, but also it's connected to Instagram, so like you can already kind of like get all your people over there. Blue Sky is very new but cute. Twitter is so intense right now. And Sam, I want this to go on record because I will call my lawyer. I quote tweeted Elon Musk after he said something about the rate limit.
Don't ever do that. That you've effing up your mentions.
And because he was talking about the rate limit, and I was like, what does this even say? It's just implying that my rate limit was exceeded, and I couldn't even read what he said. And then I also called, I said just one thing about Elon Musk, and his fans reported me for spam. My account, my Twitter was locked for like 40 minutes. I was like, what's going on? Why can't I like anything? Why can't I even look at it? They reported me for spam.
That's
because I insulted their incel daddy. That's
not incel daddy. Incel daddy.
Their incel daddy. I was so mean to Elon Musk. Let me tell that South African motherfucker how I actually feel.
So, in spite of the new abundance and proliferation of social media apps, I'm using all of them less than I was a year or two ago. I'm kind of exhausted by it all.
I think that's part of this.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, if you have to open up three or four things, you're just y'all gonna get one from me, and then I'm gonna go outside.
Literally. I mean, in spite of the messy nature of the landscape of social media right now, which app is your current favorite halfway through this year?
Oh, definitely Instagram.
Why?
Definitely Instagram.
Why?
Instagram has looped back around because I get to just put pictures or video clips up. And it's just me promoting my stand-up or me showing off my Speedos or me showing off fun artwork and just photo dumps. Our brains do not need to see text all the time. Sometimes you just want to see someone's butt.
Jay said, stop reading, y'all.
Stop reading. Give it up. Put the books down, kids. It's summer. Go outside. Shake a little ass. Have some fun.
There you go. Have some fun. I will say, I still like Twitter on occasion because Twitter can still find a way to have like a main character of the day. For instance, the Fire Island chicken tender gay.
Oh, wow. You talk about
how do we
villain,
set this up?
A villain.
How do we
for
set this up?
Times. He told on himself. We didn't have to know any of that.
For people who haven't been following this.
Okay. Yes. So if you don't have any gay friends on the East Coast.
Over the holiday weekend, a Fire Island girlie named Troy Miaz screen grabbed a text he got from one of his roommates at a house for the holiday weekend in Fire Island.
Mm-hmm.
The roommate wrote to Troy, I don't want to make a big deal about this, but I don't appreciate you guys eating my food that I kept specifically in my room so that it wouldn't be eaten. Please replace my chicken tenders that I got from the canteen that were eaten. I won't mention this to anyone else because it's not necessary. I expected to eat them after being out, and now I can't.
Listen.
Troy tweets this and captioned it, quote, three paragraphs to yell at me over one singular chicken finger at 6 a.m.? I can't make this shit up. Crying face emoji, LMFAOOOOO.
And then the internet got to work. The internet was like, who is Troy? How dare he steal from this anonymous person? We're going to find him. He said he was banned from parties. He said people were giving him dirty looks on the island. He said people were pointing at him and going, that's him, girl. Like, he said it was getting scary. People then were posting pictures of their chicken tenders talking about marked safe. People were talking about, like, listen, I'd never take advantage of my chicken tenders. It was just insane.
That's why I'm like, Twitter is still good for something.
Twitter
is still good for something.
And he told us. Do you understand?
He told himself.
This is the wildest part.
It's his fault.
He screenshot a text that he received personally and then put it on the internet. It wasn't like someone posted a picture of him sneaking into the room, swipe or no swiping, eating the chicken tenders. He told us all of this.
Yep. It's his fault.
I'm also going to say it. And then he posted a picture with the chicken with the chicken tender like the next day. And the internet was like, he truly stirred up a hornet's
nest. Like, girl, sit down.
It
sit
was
down.
Woo.
All right. We have reached the end of the game. What are you going to give this year so far, halfway through? What are you going to give it as a grade?
Ooh, 2023, baby. The progress report is coming out and your parents are not going to be happy. You're getting a C. You're getting a
Damn.
C. because I know you can do better. I've seen your potential, but you act up in class. You talk, you don't turn in all of your assignments. You could be so much further along. And I'm not blaming anyone, but I think you have some bad friends. I think you have some bad influences. Elon Musk, I think, Ron DeSantis. I need you to get away from those boys. That's, you know what I need you to do? I need you to have fun. I need you to focus on some of the women in the classroom who are thriving. Focus on them, okay? Be like Beyonce.
Okay.
So you get a C. And I'm going to need your parents to sign this, okay? It's a C.
You know what? Honestly, 2023... The general vibe is we need some parents to sign off on some stuff because we're a little out of pocket. We need some permission slips for the rest of the year.
Does your mama know? That's the question for the rest of the year.
Does your mama know? Jay Jordan, come back soon and enjoy the rest of this weird year.
Oh, you too, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to comedian Jay Jordan, writer on the show The Problem with Jon Stewart. All right, Intuit is hosted by me, Sam Sanders. The show is produced by Janae West, Travis Larchuk, Gabi Grossman, Jelani Carter, and Taka Zen. Our fearless editor is Jordana Hochman. Our engineer is Daniel Turek. And our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder, who honestly, everything he writes is a song of the summer for me. It's that good. Listeners, we are back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. Till then, don't steal your roommate's chicken tenders. Be nice. Okay, bye. Last question for you. Make one pop culture prediction for the rest of the year.
Ooh, pop culture prediction. So we are going to see so many low-rise flared jeans, and we're going to see so many whale tails. We're going to see low-rise flared jeans.
Wait, I've never heard whale tail, but I know exactly what you're talking
about. And we're going to see lots of thongs peeking out, designer thongs, classic thongs. There's going to be little designer emblems on the top of the thong. People are going to go whale tail, thong, low-rise jeans, pants, crazy for the rest of the summer. Okay. A couple of summers ago, it was under butt. Then a couple of summers ago, it was under boob. Now remember that. So under butt happened because the shorts were up to your belly button, but you wanted some peekaboo in the back. Now we're getting it back into butt crack. Butt cracks are going to be back. It's going to be a big crack summer. Huge. We got crack at the White House already. Crack summer. We got crack. That's the focus.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.